The English and math exams are required under federal law. The state education department has contracted with the testing company Questar to administer the exams, and around 25% of students take the tests online. Jolene DeBrango, vice president of the teachers union, New York State United Teachers, says when testing began on Tuesday, the union heard from schools that there were some major glitches in the testing software. Some students could not log in, others were unable to submit their answers, and might have to repeat the exams.
We had reports all over the state that there were students that finished their tests and then had to sit for 40 minutes. Students who had to sit for 2.5 hours past when they completed their test in a testing setting trying to submit their answers.
DeBrango says it was an upsetting day for the teachers and the children, some of whom are as young as 8 years old.
When you think about 8 and 9 year olds having to go through this, your heart breaks for them because they're sitting there doing the very best that they can, trying as hard as they can, and then being told that they lost their work, they have to start over, or they can't submit their answers. And they're too little to understand that they may actually have to do this all over again, and we don't want that for any child.
DeBrango says it's the second year in a row that there have been problems with the software used for the testing. And in 2017, some of the personal data of users was exposed in a data breach. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia suspended testing for a day, but she says some of the grades can now resume the tests on Thursday. She says her agency worked with technicians from Questar for 30 hours, and she called in ETS, the company's parent company, as well as Microsoft Professional Services, to verify that Questar had actually fixed the problem. Elia, in a conference call with reporters, says there are no excuses for the failure.
I certainly do not want to in any way downplay what happened here. We're very upset about it.
Questar says their system did not have enough free memory to accommodate all of the students across the state who were trying to access the test. Elia says Questar will be made to pay for its mistakes. The company's contract runs out in 2020, and Elia says it's absolutely a possibility that the education department could cancel the contract early.
Make no mistake, Questar will be held accountable. The department is reviewing its contract with Questar to determine actions to hold Questar financially responsible for its failures to fulfill its contractual obligation to deliver reliable and seamless computer-based assessments in New York State.
She says no students will be asked to take the test again. Schools will also be allowed to switch back to the paper-based tests. Commissioner Elia says the 9-day testing period has been expanded 1 day through April 12th. She says there have not been any problems with the 3/4 of students who take the test the old-fashioned way, using pencil and paper. But she says in the 21st century, going back to that type of system is not the answer. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.